NextDownChicago.com or dial 630-916-1700.
And welcome to a beautiful day here in Lyle, Illinois, at Benedictine University, home of the Chicago Red Stars, as they take on Sky Blue FC, the heavyweights from New Jersey, in a midweek battle here in the NWSL. This is Stephanie Hirsch alongside Chris Labosco, Jamie Newell for Chicagoland Sports Radio, bringing you all the exciting coverage of this game and so much more. Guys, how you doing?
You know, I'm doing tremendous. Great, you know, midweek fixtures can always sometimes be tough, and you know, especially the Red Stars coming off that loss against Portland on Sunday night. They're just a couple of days to get ready, and you know, then a long break for Chicago before they play again on the 16th.
Yeah, a lot of games in a row here for Chicago because of the whole rain out. Well, not rain out, the storm out, I guess I should call it, is more what it was. So a very important week and a half, really, that Chicago has coming forward with three games within the span of, what, 2 weeks or week and a half, I mean? Yeah.
Yes.
So especially we're getting closer to playoff time. Not many games left in the season. You really want to solidify yourself at least in that second spot here, and this is a team that Chicago needs to beat.
Right, and looking at the NWSL standing, Chicago has dropped to second place after not having won a game since July 22nd against Boston. They are at 27 points, 3 points behind Seattle, and 3 points in front of the Washington Spirit. So it is important today and imperative for Chicago to win this game at home. Sky Blue, as they are playing today, the heavyweights from New Jersey, as I had mentioned before, are currently in eighth place and must win this game to get back into playoff contentions. As the two fourth-place spots right now, meaning that they are tied up in 22 points, between FC Kansas City and Portland Thorns. So really, this is a very wide open contest. Usually at this season, at this point of the season, you know what's going to be happening.
Yeah, no question. And I think the big thing is for Chicago is, you know, they can't draw any more matches. They need to, you know, from here on out, every match they play, home or away, you know, they need to take maximum points, because you need to, you know, get as many points as you want so you can get either that first or second seed come playoff time.
It never hurts to start thinking of a regular season game as a playoff game, to really just sort of get you in that mindset and prepare you for what you need to have going on and into the playoffs, because ties aren't going to do you anything when it comes to playoff time, that's for sure. So I think that for Chicago, that's kind of something they have to take away from this as well, is we want to be able to finish games when it counts most in the playoffs, so let's treat these like playoff games.
As you've just mentioned, the Chicago Red Stars have not won in three games, meaning they have tied two and have lost that past one against Portland. Let's talk about that Portland game a little bit that just happened on Sunday here. They lost to Portland 2-1. And what did you guys see in that game that Chicago, you know, this was their first loss of the season. What happened in that?
I think Coach Dames hit the nail on the head after the game. It was about finishing. You know, they had chances. And for whatever reason, you know, Kristen Press hit the inside of the post. And, you know, a couple other things didn't bounce their way. But, you know, I agree with Coach. It was about finishing. And I think that was the main problem that Chicago had Sunday night.
Yeah, when you look at it, they had an opportunity to take a win away from Portland, a very good Portland team. That's the second time that that's happened with them against Portland. Last time they tied, that was back here a while ago here in Chicago. But That is definitely one of their bigger problems, is finishing the game. But not only that, I mean, it's just a weird feeling when you watch them in those second half of games. It's almost like they're a different team.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's conditioning. It doesn't seem like it's conditioning, but they kind of go into a shell. And I thought one of the broadcasters put it in a really good way. Whenever you go into like that prevent defense in any sport, that really just prevents you from winning. That was something my father always said, was prevent defenses prevent you from winning. And it's kind of true, especially when you look at how the game unfolded against Portland.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a lack of concentration. You know, we've seen it here a couple of matches where, you know, defenders aren't on the right page, and you know, it's been tough the last couple of matches for Chicago, and hopefully they can get things right starting today.
Excuse me, I did not mean to interrupt you, Jamie, but just looking into that Portland game, it seemed as though Chicago did dominate according to the standings and according to the stats. They outshot Portland 16-11, but the real killer there was that they had 13 fouls.
Yeah,
that was a really big thing, and Chicago's a team that likes to play physical, and depending on how the officiating goes, if they let them have a little bit more or not, they're going to take advantage of that. But you have to also play to how the game's being called. You can't stay as physical as you normally would want to if they're not going to give you those calls. And that was the case in Portland.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, plus Chicago likes to play that high line, the pressure, you know, the pressure. And it just, you know, like I said, it comes down to the mental aspect of it. You know, we know they have the talent. I mean, we've seen that with, you know, Kristen Press and also Daniel Colaprico. But it just seems like, for whatever reason, it's just the mental part of the game in the second half is what's letting the Red Stars down.
Well, now going from the Red Stars into Sky Blue FC, who are 4-7-5 coming into this game. They are currently in eighth place in the NWSL on a one-game winning streak against a big opponent in Houston. They beat Houston 2-0 this past Friday, August 7th, in Houston. And that's a team that's contending right now for a playoff spot as well. So this Sky Blue team, a little bit different than the last time this team played them at Yurek Field in New Jersey.
Yes, definitely different. And when you look at it for Sky Blue, yeah, they're sitting at 17 points. They're not far behind in that last playoff spot. I mean, 22 points is what's the fourth playoff spot right now. Portland, with that win against Chicago on Saturday, tied them with FCKC. So here's the thing, too, for Chicago is you're playing quality teams throughout your season. You're not playing bad teams ever. I mean, even the Boston Breakers are still mathematically alive. So there's still opportunity. There's still good teams. You can't take these teams just because they're at the bottom of the standings. You can't take them lightly. And especially when you look at it for Portland, they were playing for a lot. I mean, Chicago's pretty set. They're probably going to make the playoffs, but if they have a drop-off here, they can easily fall out. So it's really important for Chicago to try maybe treat these games with a little bit more of an urgency, too, is because, yeah, you are in the second spot, but you can easily lose that. I mean, not far behind you is the Washington Spirit just for that number two spot, and that loses home field advantage at least for the first round of the playoffs.
Right, no question. You know, and how tough does that make the league when you've got all nine teams are still mathematically alive for a playoff berth?
Well, this is definitely a game that Sky Blue is going to want. And since adding Sam Kerr, the newest addition from the Australians women's national team, Sky Blue are now 3-1-1 since Kerr joining. What has she elevated to their game?
Scoring. You know, I mean, up front. I mean, that's one thing when you look at, you know, sometimes why a team is doing better. You know, it's the fact that they're putting goals in. You know, they're putting the ball in the back of the net. You know, and then having, you know, players like, you know, Rampone, their captain, back, that's got to be a big lift to Sky Blue FC. Not only, you know, is she a national team player, but she's also the captain of Sky Blue FC. So that's got to be a boost to that side as well.
Yeah, and it always helps to get back your captain. That really does make a big difference. I don't think people realize. I mean, Chicago getting back Kolupny, I thought, was big as well. She shows up in the first game that she plays back. And I still feel maybe one of the big things for Chicago, too, is everybody getting on the same page is one of the bigger things as well, because you have to remember how long players were gone for and how many players were gone. And that really makes a big difference, too. So I think that's another adjustment that Chicago is making. But when you look at the team that they're playing against, just because they're at the bottom of the league doesn't mean that there's not talent. And they have players. They have multiple players with more than just a couple goals.
A name we have yet to mention for Sky Blue FC is Kelly O'Hara, one of the biggest stars that came out of that Women's World Cup after scoring the secured goal in the semifinal against Germany. She is here tonight, or today, excuse me. I'm used to night games with you guys.
Yes.
It's a little different to be looking at it in the daylight. But this is another player that Sky Blue FC is excited to have back. She's had 3 goals and 3 assists in 7 games. What does that say to you guys since being back for her?
That says to me that the defense, the back four for Chicago, is going to be tested. You know, and you look at what Kristen Press has done since she's been back from national team duty. You know, that it's that boost on the offensive end that the teams like Sky Blue FC and the Red Stars get when players come back from international duty.
I'm curious to see how things are going to change with the back end. Abby Ersig is out with an injury for this game, and you have Samantha Johnson coming back, who was out for a little bit, coming back from an injury herself. So you get a little bit of a different look in the back end. I wonder how this will change things for Chicago. I mean, Julie Johnston is always just, I mean, you talk about a player that you don't have to really worry about. She's one of them. She She's just so – she has no quit. She doesn't know what quit is, so you don't have to worry about her. But the rest of the back line, there's been some communication issues sometimes and some other things. How does that change here moving forward?
Well, I think it's going to be now, I would guess, you know, Julie Johnston's going to be the quarterback of the quarterback of the defense, because that's what Ursaic does when she's in there. She kind of, you know, makes sure everybody's in their right position, along with, Michelle Dalton, the goalie. So I'm guessing that probably Johnston will be the one in the middle to be able to position everyone and make sure that they're in the right place at the right time. Because, like we said, you know, this is a Sky Blue FC team that has some weapons that can put the ball in the back of the net.
Julie Johnston, another dangerous weapon for the Chicago Red Stars and one of the most dangerous players on the field. We will be right back with you to give you starters, talk a little bit about some injury reports that we got in that are going to be crucial today, and more than that here on Chicagoland Sports Radio. Stephanie Hirsch, Chris Lobosco, Jamie Newell, we will be right back with you.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Kevin Wood, Production Director, Next Media, Joliet.
My favorite part about going to the Illinois Center for Broadcasting was, first of all, I got to do everything here. For anybody looking to get into the program, I would say be ready to learn, be ready to get in here, and really take your skills to another level on your own. The instructors can show you how to do it.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
Hey, Chicago, what's going on? It's Rufio, and I have a question for you. Do you think you have what it takes to work in TV or radio? If you do, then check this out. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is where you get hands-on experience and behind-the-scenes training from the industry's top professionals. The Illinois Center for Broadcasting gave me the tools for a career in radio, and they could do the same for you. For more information, go to beonair.com/career. Classes are just 3 days a week, so enroll now at beonair.com/career.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program.
My name is Greg Easterling. I work for The Drive, 97.1 FM radio station in Chicago. I'm the DJ for them. It's very important to get those basics as far as broadcasting and to be in a place where you can get hands-on experience. And then when you get into an internship situation with a regular station, and you're valuable in a situation like that.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
And welcome back to Lisle, Illinois, home of the Chicago Red Stars here at Benedictine University, where fans are coming into the stands now and getting ready for an exciting matchup against the Sky Blue FC team from Piscataway, New Jersey. Stephanie Hirsch, Chris Lobosco, Jamie Newell here with your pregame for Chicagoland Sports Radio, and so much more than that. So now coming into the match this afternoon, we are going to give you your starters, starting with Sky Blue FC in goal, number one, Brittany Cameron. Captain and U.S. Women's National Team star, Christy Rampone, number three. Number four, Caitlin Ford. Number six, Taylor Little. Number nine, Nadia Nadim, who has an interesting story that we'll bring into the broadcast a little bit later. 10, Katie Friels. 17, Haley Hogsma. 18, Lindsay Cutshaw. 19, Kelly O'Hara. 20, Sam Kerr. And 22, Cammie Levin. The coach for the Sky Blue FC team is Jim Gabara, and they play a 4-3-3. Now, for the Chicago Red Stars, starting in net tonight, number 18, Michelle Dalton. Number 2, Jen Hoy. Number 3, Erin Gilliland. Number 8, Julie Johnston. Number 10, Vanessa DiBernardo. Number 11, Rachel Kwan. Number 16, Samantha Johnson. Number 17, Lori Kolupny. Number 19, Adriana Leone. Number 23, Kristen Press. And number 24, Danielle Colaprico, head coach in his fifth season with the Chicago Red Stars is Rory Dames. And guys, we have some interesting substitutes tonight in terms of Karina LeBlanc. Let's talk a little bit about the goalkeeper change. There's been a lot of that.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, LeBlanc has been starting on the road, and at least the last couple matches we've been here, Dalton's been the starter. When you look at it, you know, Dalton has played well in the chances that we've had to see her. So, you know, and it looked like, you know, maybe Stephanie, there was a couple of surprises in the lineup. I mean, we knew Samantha Johnson was going to start with Abby Ersig being out, but it's going to be interesting with Rachel Kwan stepping into the starting lineup this afternoon for the Red Stars.
Yes, Abby Ersig is out with a right ankle sprain. She had been having trouble with that ankle for the past couple of games now, and I think Rory Dames is going to give her a little bit of a rest here. So, again, another big player that could possibly be out today is Sofia Huerta with a right quad contusion. That doesn't sound too pretty.
No, not at all, and that's somebody, too, who Chicago really needs to have sort of come back into her own. I think she's there's been an adjustment with Kristen Press coming back, and Huerta's just got to find how to – not that they haven't been playing well together, just to get herself a little bit more involved offensively with Kristen Press on the offense as well.
Yeah, definitely, you know, get her some rest because, you know, the team's got to turn around and play again on Sunday. So, so she's going to be on the substitutes bench along with Melissa Tancredi, Carol Wells, Michelle Lominicki and Taryn Hemmings. We already mentioned Karina LeBlanc, the backup goalkeeper this afternoon.
Yes, and as we had mentioned before, too, the next game that the Chicago Red Stars will have is against the Washington Spirit at home starting at 8:30 Central Time in Lisle, Illinois. But sticking to today's game, what does Chicago have to do to just get back into the swing of winning?
I think they just need to offensively just find consistency, really, on the offensive end, because that's really, I think, their biggest issue. Defensively, I mean, it's not like they're giving up 4 goals a game or anything.
Right.
They're giving up 1-2, and you really just need to find that consistency on the other end to help out your defense, because then you're spending less time there. So that's where I think, more than anything, that's what Chicago needs.
I think that's an interesting point that you bring up, because in the last 3 games, Rory Dames has started a different forward along with Kristen Press. Kristen Press has continued to stay stagnant because she's been scoring goals like crazy since she's been
right
back. But 2 games ago, it was Sofia Huerta who started. Against Portland on Sunday, it was Melissa Tancredi. And today, you have Jen Hoy. So, Jamie, how do they find that consistency, as you were talking about and mentioning?
It's just, you know, getting on net and, you know, service from, you know, the midfielders as, you know, you're crossing the ball. And, it you know, also finishing. Finishing in soccer is so important that, you know, if you get those shots, you gotta make something of those shots. So, you know, that's another thing that, you know, we can be looking at is how are the Red Stars finishing tonight?
Something that's very interesting that you do bring up is that they have scored 26 goals, but out of 189 shots, the Red Stars have only had 103 on goal, giving them a 54% shot on goal percentage. So that is something that definitely needs to be worked on a little bit today.
Yeah, and I think part of the problem when you look at it for Chicago, too, and was pointed out on the broadcast for the Portland game, is that there's some – not that there's not good balls being sent forward for Chicago, it's just there's some miscommunication. People aren't in the right spot, so you have a ball sent to an area, but you only have maybe one person, so you don't get much of an offensive rush when you have one person on 3. So it's everybody getting up into the play and involved, too. It's not just getting that – you know, that through ball to Kristen Press. It's everybody else getting up there to help out with her that needs to happen as well. And one thing that's telling from what you see from Kristen Press's stats is 1 assist.
Yeah.
That's kind of hurting you, too, when you look at it for Kristen Press. And I don't think it's a lack of her trying from the most part. I think it's a lack of having that extra help be there and everybody getting on the same page with her, that's more the issue for Chicago.
Up until the last game against Portland, Kristen Press had scored in every single game since being back. She has 8 goals and 1 assist, as you had mentioned. She's 4th in the league with goals and is also the NWSL goal scoring leader before she had left for the Women's World Cup. So she's definitely somebody that is a big help, but definitely needs to get other people involved in that attack.
Yeah, no question. And that just makes Chicago so much tougher when, you know, teams can't mark Kristen Press as hard as they may want to, that they have to worry about, you know, a Jen Hoy or a Colaprico in the midfield, or Rachel Kwan, or maybe, you know, Sophia Huerta if she gets into the match later on.
Yeah, we're going to – I don't mean to interrupt you, but we have to definitely get into the Sky Blue FC part of today's game. What do they have to do to pull off an upset against the number two team in the NWSL right now?
Well, I think they got to stay like they did in the last game, beating a good team that's above them in the standings, is just play within yourself, not try and do too much, and take advantage of opportunities that Chicago is going to give you. That's one thing with that high line. You are going to have opportunities if you get the ball into the right place. So for Sky Blue, I think it's just, you know, don't try and don't be over your skis, really, and just play within yourself.
And, Jamie, I want to ask you, because they do play a 4-3-3, how that comes into play against the 4-4-2 that the Chicago Red Stars will play.
Well, you know, that gives you three players up top, you know, that the back four are going to have to worry about. So, you know, most teams, you know, go with two at the top, but, you know, Sky Blue likes to play with three. So that's just another thing that, you know, Julie Johnston is going to have to be aware of with the, you know, rest of her defensive people.
Well, it sounds like a match that I want to watch and will be watching, and we hope that you continue to listen to us here on Chicagoland Sports Radio as the Chicago Red Stars take on Sky Blue FC. Stephanie Hirsch, Chris Lobosco, Jamie Newell, do not go anywhere. We will be back to bring you the start of the game as well as starters once more.
And determination, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Herb Lawrence. I'm here to tell you how to get those skills, just like I did, at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Get hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn to be a host, producer, or shoot and edit video. With internships, job placement assistance, and affordable tuition, you can get started with a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Enrolling now. Go to beonair.com/score. That's beonair.com/score.
SportstownChicago.com, the only place where you can talk Pokemon with the Pokemaster. Bringing you all the pressing topics brought to you by SportstownChicago.com.
You've been seeing that
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Where Chicago sports live. SportstownChicago.com.
SportstownChicago.com.
It's gonna be funky.
How come all?
When I do it, I feel the blood rushing through me. And I keep going back for more.
Carmen Castillo is under the influence of Dana, her volunteer trainer.
Tuck your chin, Carmen.
By spending just one day a week with kids like Carmen, Dana helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
I get sucked in. Then I crash. But I keep going back for more.
Roger Bova is under the influence of Gabe, his volunteer surfing instructor.
Way to ride it, Roger!
Spending one day a month at the beach, Gabe helps neighborhood kids like Roger stay away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
It's
time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Cheryl Scott with NBC5.
I think one of the most important things in the broadcasting industry really is getting a hands-on experience. And a lot of colleges and universities don't always offer that. Reach for, work for what you want to do and stay extremely focused. And if you do that and stay positive, I think everything will fall into place.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting, where broadcasting careers begin.
You love sports, you have drive and determination, but you need skills to work in sports broadcasting. Hey, this is Herb Lawrence. I'm here to tell you how to get those skills, just like I did, at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting in Lombard. Get hands-on training for a career in radio, TV, or digital media. Learn to be a host, producer, or shoot and edit video. With internships, job placement assistance, and affordable tuition, you can get started with a new career at the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Enrolling now. Go to beonair.com/score. That's beonair.com/score.
Attention, family, friends, players, coaches, and fans. Are you a high school or college athlete that had your game covered by SportsTownChicago.com? You can relive the glory by going to our podcast section of our website to listen to all the past games over the last 2 years. Just go to the website at SportsTownChicago.com and check out the podcast section, and it'll take you right to your sport. Now that's SportsTownChicago.com.
They call me King Ho, copy. You call me King Ho, copy. Call me King Ho, copy.
Welcome back to Lyle, Illinois, Benedictine University, home of the Chicago Red Stars, as they take on Sky Blue FC from Piscataway, New Jersey, a battle between 2nd and 8th place in the NWSL in a midweek matchup for the ages. This is Stephanie Hirsch alongside Chris Labosco and Jamie Newell. And if you are just tuning in now, I'm going to give you again the starting lineups for today's game. Starting with Sky Blue FC. In net, number 1, Brittany Cameron. Number 3, Christy Rampone, who is also the captain of this team. Number 4, Caitlin Ford. Number 6, Taylor Little. Number 9, Nadia Nadim. Number 10, Katie Friels. Number 17, Haley Hogsma. Number 18, Lindsay Cutshaw. Number 19, Kelly O'Hara. Number 20, Sam Kerr. And number 22, Cammy Levin. They will be in a 4-3-3 formation today. And head coach for Sky Blue FC is Jim Gabara. Now going into the Chicago Red Stars, the home team, the number 2 team in the NWSL. Starting in net is number 18, Michelle Dalton. Number 2, Jen Hoy. Number 3, Erin Gilliland. Number 8, Julie Johnston. Number 10, Vanessa DiBernardo. Number 11, Rachel Kwan. Number 16, Samantha Johnson. Number 17, Lori Kolupny, Captain Lori Kolupny. Number 19, Adriana Leone. Number 23, Kristen Press. And number 24, Danielle Colaprico. They will be in a 4-4-2 formation today. And head coach of the Chicago Red Stars is Rory Dames. Guys, we are here. We are excited. And this is a midweek afternoon matchup. And all these fans are here. How exciting is this today?
Very exciting. I mean, you got to love these mid-afternoon games. They do these on purpose because this allows all the campers to come out. So there's a lot of kids in the stands. And it's good just to see that they get a chance to see really good soccer. And it helps grow the sport, too.
Yeah, and so I think what's crazy is, you know, while we were in that break, the song that Let It Go from Frozen came on. And, you know, there's a lot of, you know, younger kids here. They just went crazy when Let It Go from the movie Frozen came on. Even some of the players for both Sky Blue FC and the Red Stars were getting into it, too.
Oh, so. Karina LeBlanc, the goalkeeper on the bench today for Chicago, she was with arms stretched out, pretending like she was an airplane, and Alyssa Motz leaping in the air. These players are excited to play today.
Very excited. It's a really cool kind of game that you get to do. You don't do many mid-afternoon games like this, so why not? Why not have some fun? And you want to be loose for a game anyways. You don't want to be too wound up too tight.
It's a loose game today, but it's also one that's definitely a must-win for Chicago, as they are 3 points behind Seattle and 3 points above Washington. The Red Stars have not won a game since July 22nd and have conceded six goals against opponents in that time, which is a very big gap for goals, and they need to get this win today.
Yes, they do. They just consistency, consistency, consistency. That's the word of the day, really. And that's what they need. It's just what they need to do. And they have the ability to do it. It's just putting it all together. And I think that's part of the reason why, too, you've had Coach Rory Dame say, we don't know who our starters are, you know, who our best starting 11 is. Because they don't. Because they haven't found a lineup that gives them anything consistent.
Yeah, no question. You know, like you said in the open, Chris, this is one of these games where Chicago could win 3-0, or it's a game that, you know, could go down to the 90th minute and not 1-1. So, you know, it's really going to be interesting to see how Chicago comes out and plays, you know, the first 10 minutes of the first half.
Both teams out on the field now, getting the starting rosters out to all the fans who are just excited to be here, especially the ones who cut work today in order to come to this game. And I'm so happy to be working this game again. This is Stephanie Hirsch, Jamie Newell, Chris Lebosco, Chicagoland Sports Radio. And now we will take a moment here to let the national anthem seep in and to honor this great country of America.
Remove your caps and face the flag near the scoreboard for our national anthem as we honor the men and women at home and abroad who fight for our freedoms and keep us safe.
Exciting game. We are back here at Lyle, Illinois at Benedictine University, home of the Chicago Red Stars, as they take on Sky Blue FC in a battle between second and eighth place here, but one of the toughest and most close competitions in this NWSL, you know, later on in this season.
Yeah, no question. You know, as we were saying, you know, you look at 1-9, you know, you've got Boston at one end of the table at 15 points, but, you know, they're 7 points away from a playoff spot. So a lot of strange and goofy things can happen, you know, in the final few weeks of the season.
Chicago will be coming from my broadcast right to left in their Chicago flag style jerseys, which are pinstriped with powder blue and white, and then decked out in red socks and red shorts.
Those are like, I love those jerseys. They're really cool. They might make life difficult on us, but they're awesome jerseys.
Sky Blue will be coming from my broadcast left to right wearing orange and creamsicle type of coloring for them, and just something that they've had since the very beginning at WPS. And both of these teams taking pictures now, and it's just going to be a phenomenal game. Lori Kolupny in the middle of the field right now talking to the officials, and the officials today, as I am mentioning it right now, head official Randy Kelly, assistant official Kristen Gordon, assistant official 2, Edgar Osorio, and fourth official, Becky Pagan, will be taking care of the game today in terms of officiating. And both of these teams just excited and ready to go, as are we here. So, guys, who are the most dangerous players on this field today?
For Chicago, Kristen Press, and for Sky Blue FC, look at Sam Kerr, and also Caitlin Ford and Christy Rapone.
Yeah, I have to agree with what Jamie said. I'm really curious to see, too. We know Kristen Press for Chicago. I want to see, though, who else steps up on the offensive side. That's more what I'm looking for. See if it's Danielle Colaprico or maybe Jen Oy, as she's getting the start here up top with Press. So we'll see who it ends up being who really kind of helps out on the offensive end other than press. And, of course, Kolupny's always somebody to pay attention to as well in that midfield.
Does Chicago traveling back here from Portland just a couple days ago on the 9th have any effect with them in this game?
No.
No.
Even from West Coast to Central.
You know what? I don't think it was, they weren't there for that long, so I don't think it'll affect them too much. They had a couple of days in between the games, so I don't think it will affect them. I think the bigger thing is making sure that they put that last game behind them.
Yeah, if this match would have been yesterday, then maybe. But like you said, Chris, you know, they've had a couple of days. They've had a couple of days off, and you know, to get the jet lag out or whatever. So.
And also, Sky Blue has been traveling for the past three games, so this is the end of the stretch for them in terms of that. So they are looking to get one more win on this away stretch, and both the teams are on the field ready to go here at Benedictine University. The crowd is having a good time. Supernova, the mascot, dancing with fans. And I think that both of these teams are excited and pumped and ready to play today.
Have to be. It's just a fun day. It really is. And it's a beautiful day, too. Perfect weather. It's not too hot out is the good thing here for both of these teams because it gets really hot on that turf.
Well, maybe for us, but the turf is going to be hot and the game is underway. Sky Blue with the ball. Now, in the middle of the field is Hagsma. Hagsma getting it over to the near side to Levin. Levin with the ball still. She's the captain of the U23 team, getting it into the middle of the field for Sky Blue. And now Chicago stealing the ball inside Sky Blue's a defensive third. And it'll be a throw-in for Chicago just by the corner flag. Leone with the ball into Kolupny at the 20 mark. She gets it back over, finds Levin, but stolen away by Leone. Leone continuing, but loses possession to the Sky Blue team. The Red Stars continuing to fight here just outside the 18-yard box, and it'll be a throw-in for Chicago again as that ball hit off of Levin's foot.
Yeah, Oye was hoping for a penalty there for maybe that free kick just outside the box there, but didn't get the call.
Hoy with that ball thrown back in from Kolupny, and the shot in right into the gloves of Cameron just outside from Adriana Leone. Sky Blue with the ball, but immediately attacked in the middle by Danielle Colaprico inside Sky Blue's half. And Sky Blue just trying to switch that ball all the way over to the other side. And on the far side, it'll be a throw-in for the Chicago Red Stars as that ball was hit a little too hard.
So far, Stephanie, that high pressure from Chicago already giving Sky Blue some trouble on their defensive end. But for Chicago now, it's just finding the open player and getting across or getting an opportunity in a high-scoring area.
Yeah, Chicago's not messing around.
Ball thrown back in, but right back into the possession of Sky Blue off of the throw-in from Aaron Gilliland as Sky Blue is coming down the near side now. That ball passed all the way over to O'Hara. O'Hara back to Levin. Levin in the middle of the field finding Little back to Levin. Levin now on the near side and another throw in for Sky Blue. Ball thrown back in. She finds O'Hara. O'Hara trying to cut in inside well into the Chicago Red Stars defensive third, and it'll be a corner kick as Julie Johnson last touched that ball before the end line.
Yeah, I think Julie thought that it didn't touch her, but the official calls it a corner as she was starting to go over to Dalton to give her the ball.
Kelly O'Hara on the left-hand side for Sky Blue. She will have the corner kick here as the team is getting set and ready to go inside. She launches that ball in, gets it all the way over the header, cleared away by DiBernardo right back on the end line, and it'll be another corner kick for Sky Blue on the far side.
Yeah. Good job by DiBernardo. Sorry, Jamie. She was in the right position. Dalton was there as well if that did get past DiBernardo.
Yeah, and also, you know, the corner kicks is something that's kind of been a weakness for Chicago defending corner kicks. So it'll be interesting to see how they deal with the second corner kick.
Yes, in their last game at home against FCKC, Amy LaPelvet scored a goal off a near post ball from a corner kick. Kelly O'Hara with the ball now. She launches it into the middle of the 18. That ball left an unmarked Sky Blue player. Is taken down, but then cleared away by Samantha Johnson just inside the 18-yard box. That ball played all the way back to Ford. Caitlin Ford, an Australian international for Sky Blue with the ball at midfield. She launches this ball and finds a great pass and connects it all the way over on the far side to Kelly O'Hara, who has now switched sides. And it'll be a throw-in as that ball will be hit out and taken by Erin Gilliland.
Kwan, who was running towards that ball, looked like she maybe tweaked something there. She looks all right now, but just the way she started to come up, looked like she tweaked her hamstring or something.
Gilliland overthrowing that ball just a little too much as Jen Hoy was just inside the midfield line, but it'll be a sky blue throw, and Caitlin Ford will have it. She throws it in, and it goes right back into Colaprico. Kwan and Colaprico trying to clear it away, but a good job by Friels in the middle containing them. And Sky Blue continuing their pressure. Nadia Nadim with the ball. And a foul just inside the midfield line at the 40th meter mark. And Sky Blue continuing the press hard. They're now inside Chicago's defensive third. That ball crossed in and then right into the hands of Michelle Dalton at the near post. A very easy save for her.
Yeah, two defensive players for Chicago ready to stop the player for that cross. So good defensive positioning by Chicago there. Even though the cross gets into the box, there was no way that it was getting to somebody in a threatening area.
Dalton rolling that ball just outside the 18 to Johnston, getting over to Kolupny. Johnston with the ball now. She finds Hoy in the middle of the field. She's met by two Sky Blue midfielders and leaves the ball off on the near side for Vanessa DiBernardo, who's coming down, trying to get inside now. The attacking third for Chicago, and that ball stolen away by Levin. A good job from her. And now back on the attack here in the middle of their own half is Sky Blue. Levin on the ball on the near side. She passes it back over, finding Lindsay Cutshaw. Cutshaw launching this ball up and over the midfield line, and that ball just getting off the head of Samantha Kerr and right back into the feet of Dalton.
And Chicago still with that the pressure. As soon as somebody for Sky Blue touches the ball, there's a defender right there. So they're keeping the pressure up.
Sam Johnson on the far side. She connects the ball over to Kristen Press. But Kristen Press trying to get the ball over to Gilliland, who was making a run just on that far side. But that ball was hit out. It'll be a throw in for Sky Blue. Caitlin Ford taking it. Cleared away by the Chicago midfield. And now Hoy's got a one-on-one here. But that ball headed away down the back by Cutshaw inside Sky Blue's defensive third. Sky Blue back with the ball inside their own half. Kerr with the ball and is triple teamed there. And Adriana Leone for the Red Stars with the ball in the middle of the Sky Blue defensive half. And the ball is taken, and the defender is taken down, and it'll be a foul on Adriana Leone, who just stuck her leg out there, it seemed.
I was a little surprised because she was pulling down Leone. And that's kind of why Leon ended up hitting her the way she did.
Yeah.
So I was a little – I thought this was going to be a free kick for Chicago and an opportunity, but it's going the other way. So unfortunate call there for Chicago.
We are now in the sixth minute of play in the first half. Nothing here at Benedictine University. Chicago, the home team, and Sky Blue away, far away in Chicago. That ball is hit out inside of the Chicago Red Stars half. And it'll be a throw in for Sky Blue taken by Caitlin Ford. Ford with the throw in. She gets it off. And that ball is continuing to stay on the far side there, but taken away by Erin Gilliland. A good job from her and passing the ball back into Johnson at the 18th yard mark, who clears the ball away in the middle of the field, connecting it to Hoy, but Hoy losing it as Sky Blue's Cammie Levin continues to have pressure on the ball on the near side. She loses the ball in the middle of the field to Danielle Colaprico. An excellent job. And the Chicago Red Stars are back on the attack inside Sky Blue's half of the field.
Press was ready for her to send that ball over, and she just I don't know why Colaprico didn't. She had a lot of space to work with, and she went back to Julie Johnston.
Julie Johnston switched onto the near side, getting the ball over to DiBernardo, and now Kolupny getting inside the defensive half of Sky Blue, and that ball crossed in but just cleared away, and it is now a corner kick for the Chicago Red Stars, their first of the match.
Yeah, great job by Kolupny to get behind the Sky Blue defense, but Sky Blue there to kick it out of play, and now Chicago with the corner kick.
Vanessa DiBernardo will be taking the corner kick. She is currently second in the league in assists and takes all of the corner kicks for Chicago on the near side. She is looking and searching, and she launches this ball into the middle of the 18, and nobody there to connect to it as Cameron came off of her line and left a wide open goal. That ball continuing to stay within the defensive third of Sky Blue. And offsides called on Leone as the ball was given to Gilliland, who was trying to create a run on the far side.
I don't know what happened on that corner kick, but Samantha Johnson, if she kept her head up, she has a goal. She kind of like crouched down. I don't know if she was just trying to sneak in and then was going to go for the header, but it cost her maybe a goal because she came flying in right to where the ball went, and I was just shocked that she didn't get ahead on that ball.
Free kick taken on the far side by Brittany Cameron outside of her 18-yard box, and that ball cleared away by the Chicago defense, and now settling it in the middle is Danielle Colaprico for the Red Stars. That ball played right back in the middle of the field inside the midfield line back to Johnston. Johnston now coming to the near side. She launches this ball, finding Press, who's making a run. Cameron off her line and gets the ball at the top of the 18-yard box. A good job from Brittany Cameron recognizing the ball and getting off of her line. She rolls the ball back out to Cammie Levin. Levin in the middle of the field, finding Little. And Little just not being able to get the ball off to Levin on that near side, and it'll be another throw-in for the Chicago Red Stars taken by Lori Kolupny.
There was lack of awareness, too, of where she was on the field. She thought she had more space on this near side, but she was out of bounds, and easy throw-in for Chicago.
Kolupny with the ball, finding DiBernardo all alone, cutting inside of the box. She's got a one-on-one with Cameron, but that ball taken away by Haley Hagsma on that near post, and it'll be another corner kick.
Yeah, great job by Hagsma there to get the trouble out of the way, and that's the second time that it looked like Chicago was able to cross the ball, but Sky Blue able to knock it out. Now Chicago's going to reset with a corner kick.
It was great vision, too, to see that she had that opportunity there for DiBernardo. So good job by Chicago just to recognize.
Now in the ninth minute of play, Vanessa DiBernardo with the ball crossed in way far post, trying to connect it to Sam Johnson. It's left back for Lori Kolupny on the far side. That ball played in the middle of the six, and a great grab by Brittany Cameron in the middle of the six-yard box.
I think they saw the same thing I saw with Samantha Johnson, so they went to the same area with that corner, except it wasn't there that time. They had the defender on her, actually locked her off.
A quick throw back out to Sam Kerr, cleared away by the Chicago Red Stars midfield. And now Chicago well inside Sky Blue's half. Adriana Leone forcing another throw-in for Chicago. It appeared that way, but Sam Kirk keeping her composure and hitting that ball and getting that ball out with the last touch from Leone. Sky Blue still with the ball on the near side inside Chicago's half. Chicago containing them into the midfield line, and now Adriana Leone on the near side launching this ball, finding Kristen Press open wide, and she is not offside. She's got a one-on-one here with Ford containing her to the outside on the far side here. Kristen Press with the ball in, finds Leone with a one-on-one, and it just goes out and cleared away by Sky Blue as Leone had a one-time volley far post, but she just missed it by inches.
She just missed it. I mean, she was in. That was a beautiful cross by Press right to her, and a good job by Leone even to get to the spot where she sent it. Just didn't get it off the foot, the right, to get it towards the net. She just missed that far post.
The throw-in from Gillen in the 11th minute in the first half. Nothing here. Chicago pressing hard inside Sky Blue's defensive half, and a shot, and it just hits the crossbar from Danielle Colaprico. Oh, my goodness gracious. How did she miss that one?
That was – you love to see that she's taking that shot, though. That's somebody who we've heard talk about in press conferences about getting her confidence up. You like to see that shot from Colaprico, and she just hit it off the corner.
That ball played right back in from Lori Kolupny on the near side with the throw, and she gets it off to Leone. Leone looking dangerous as ever today, gets past one, and she is called offsides. No, just kidding, a foul. Just – inside the eight or outside the 18-yard box on the near side as Leone was taken down. And it'll be a free kick for Chicago in the 12th minute of play.
I'm still amazed at how Kristen Press even found somebody to make the pass on that last play.
Good vision from Press today.
Wow.
And that's something that we talked about that we need to see from her. And really quickly, I want to go back to that play there. That was a little nifty play to put it through the defender's legs. That's what caused her to have to pull her down.
Vanessa DiBernardo with the cross in. She plays it right back out to the top of the 18, finding Danielle Colaprico, who was oh so dangerous on that shot just then. The Red Stars still within the defensive third of Sky Blue. The cross in from Kolupny trying to get onto Johnson, but a punch away just inside the 18-yard box from Brittany Cameron. Chicago still pressing. Gilliland with the ball back into the 18-yard box and a header!
Ooh.
And it just goes off the top of the crossbar for Vanessa DiBernardo. My goodness gracious, I am shaking in the 12th minute of play. This is a different Chicago Red Stars team than we've seen in the past.
Completely different. The offensive, this is what you want to see from their offense. This is what they're capable of. Now they just need to finish. That's what it is now. You want that to be a problem where they have to finish. We haven't seen this, though.
Yeah, the shots are there. I mean, they just got to keep at it. Eventually, they're going to go in.
Boy, oh boy, did Brittany Cameron come up big there with two humongous saves for Sky Blue. The goal kick taken away again in the middle of the field by Chicago, who is still tiddling around their own half, but now Johnson crossing the line on the near side. She finds Lori Kolupny. Kolupny with the ball in, finding Hoy. Hoy with the one-on-one here with Cutshaw. Cutshaw containing her to the near side. She is continuing to press high and forces another corner kick as Hoy was just doing a wonderful job dealing with that pressure from Cutshaw.
Hoy's doing really good in this start for her. She's really taking advantage of the opportunity she's getting because of the slight tweak to Sofia Huerta, and that's what you need. You need that competition. You need these players to want to be in that starting spot.
Vanessa DiBernardo again with the corner kick in the 14th minute of play. She will launch this ball into the middle of the field. She tries to find Johnston. Johnston just missing the head. Samantha Johnston, not Julie Johnston, if everybody just wanted to make sure that you guys knew that. Vanessa DiBernardo with the ball just outside the 18. That ball is headed away. The Sky Blue defense just having a really hard time clearing it out of their own defensive third. Chicago continuing to press on the near side from Vanessa DiBernardo, who's been oh so dangerous today. She gets the ball into the middle of the field, trying to find Hoy. Hoy's ball cleared away by Sam Kerr, who's getting pulled way back. And Chicago now forced to play the ball back, still within Sky Blue's half of the field, just at midfield line now. And Johnston on the near side. She switches the ball all the way over to the far side, getting it over to Hoy. Hoy with the header, but Gilliland left all alone. Gilliland's got a one-on-one. She leaves it for Leon.
Oh, yeah.
With a goal at the far post. Adriana Leon with the ball passed in from Eric Gilliland for a goal.
Great job by Leon to recognize that the Chicago player was able to go on a run, and she was right there to put it into the back of the net.
In the 15th minute of play, Adriana Leon, who had looked oh so dangerous and almost had a goal off a header just 2 minutes ago, getting a goal from Aaron Gilliland's pass off the far side, and she was left completely unmarked.
Yeah, completely unmarked, and good recognition because I thought she maybe was going to take a shot there, which she could have. She had a lot of room. You have to like, though, that extra pass, finding the wide-open player for the easy goal.
And an excellent job from Leon, but the game continues on in the 15th minute of play. Now Sky Blue trying to get it out of their own half, but the Chicago Red Stars containing them and clearing the ball away on the far side, and now Chicago back into an attacking position with Kristen Press at the helm of the ball.
And I like that you said attacking position because that's what you need to continue to do if you're Chicago's attack. Usually they after one, they go into a shell.
Kristen Press cuts in, and the ball and her shot just going up and over. That one was good for a field goal, I'd say.
Right. Now here's the thing. You've got the opening goal. The thing is you've got your foot on the neck. You can't let Sky Blue up off the mat. They've got them down, and they need to keep at it and get it to 2-0.
Off the quick goal kick from Brittany Cameron, a foul was called inside Sky Blue's half of the field on the far side. Kwan with the ball now. She passes it back to Gilliland inside the midfield line. She gets it over to Colaprico in the middle, who's immediately attacked by Nadim and Friels from Sky Blue. And Nadim just trying to keep the ball within her own half. She gets it out. Contains the ball to the near side, finds Levin in the middle of the field. And now Friels in the middle of the field for Sky Blue inside Chicago's half. And now here's a scoring opportunity here as Nadim is left open wide, and the ball missed but continued to keep and play from Caitlin Ford, who made a run on the far side. Sky Blue still in Chicago's defensive third. They are pressing hard here. Ford leaving it off on the outside, and that ball crossed back in. And Sam Johnston having a hard time clearing it away. And Sky Blue is still trying to keep that ball contained inside the Chicago defensive third. However, the ball will be cleared away by Kwan, and it'll be a throw-in for Sky Blue. They are on the far side of the field now. That ball crossed in, left for Kerr. Kerr has a volley, but it goes up and over the top of the net on the near side. She did a good job getting herself open there for Sky Blue.
And that was a good job by Sky Blue, using the aggressiveness of Chicago against themselves. You saw the over-aggressiveness, and that allowed for that opportunity and then the pass over to the far side. Good job by the back line of Chicago, though, to get in position to stop anything from happening. That's where your fitness really comes into play when you are being that aggressive.
Aaron Gilliland with the ball off of the goal kick, and Kwan now with the ball in the middle of the field as she had that pass from Gilliland, and now finding Lori Kolupny on the near side. She has Sam Kerr on her with a one-on-one just outside the 18. She trips her up with a fancy little move, but that ball stolen away in the middle by Nadia Nadim. That ball played for Hagsma in the middle. Hagsma launching this ball up and over to the far side and taken down with both hands. It was a WWE smackdown from Kelly O'Hara. And that'll be a foul just inside the middle of the field on the far side. It's in this 18th minute of play now. My goodness gracious, what kind of play was that?
Wow.
It wasn't the collision that was the problem. It was the extension after the collision because O'Hara didn't see her coming, but once she did, that's when she gave her that little shove, helped her down.
Dalton gets the ball played back, and Lori Kolupny saves it from going out and leaves it for Johnson on the near side. Johnson finding a great run from DiBernardo in the middle, but taken away by the Sky Blue defense as they are containing it to the near side. And DiBernardo forcing the throw-in on the near side as Christy Rampone tried to get it on through.
And you have to like that from DiBernardo. She didn't give up just because she wasn't getting the run and forced this deep throw-in for, or allowed her team to have this deep throw-in.
If you are just tuning in, we are in the 19th minute of play. Chicago Red Stars are up 1-0 off a goal from Adriana Leone off the assist from Aaron Gilliland, and they are continuing this pressure inside Sky Blues defensive third as Lori Kolupny comes in. She passes the ball in the middle of the field. Nobody there to collect it, but Hoy continuing the pressure and forces a corner off of Hogsma, who was trying to clear the ball away.
Yeah, that's like about the second or third time that Hogsma has had to clear the ball out and give Chicago a corner kick.
It'll be another corner kick on the near side taken by Vanessa DiBernardo. But, guys, what are we seeing here today that's just been so much better for Chicago?
Not letting up, I think, is the biggest thing.
And now, hopefully they don't let up here with the cross in from DiBernardo. She was trying to connect to Julie Johnson, but that ball headed away by O'Hara, who is naturally a forward converted to a defender for the U.S. Women's National Team. But that ball cleared right back into the hands in the middle of the field from Kwan to Brittany Cameron, who's telling her team to get up, push up, and try to make something happen here.
Yeah, when you look at it, too, for Chicago, Julie Johnston is getting involved offensively quite a bit here. They're having Kwan go back to her spot until they get toward into their defensive
half. Cammie Levin, the captain of the U.S. Women's 23 national team, trying to get inside Chicago's defensive third. But that ball cleared away by Lori Kolupny. An excellent job containing her to the side of the near, on the near side. And DiBernardo with the ball now just at midfield line. She gets it off to Kwan, who's got one on her from O'Hara. Finds Kristen Press in the middle again. And that ball forced to be played back inside Chicago's half the field. Johnson now passing that ball to Dalton. Dalton calmly bringing the game back down to Johnson outside of the 18-yard box. Johnson immediately pressured by Friels and forced to hit the ball back into the feet of Dalton. Dalton now over to Gill, and a good switch from her onto the far side. She's immediately met up by O'Hara, though, and forced to pass it back to Sam Johnson. Johnson now getting this ball into the middle of the field, trying to connect it to DiBernardo, and that ball will be played back by Christy Sam Rampone. Back into the feet of Brittany Cameron, who launches this ball into the middle of the field, connecting it to Nadim. And now Friels inside Chicago's half, the Sky Blue FC team continuing to pressure on. Gilliland with the ball. She's immediately pressured by O'Hara. And Chicago continuing to press high into the Sky Blue half of the field in the 21st minute of play.
And that's what they need to do. They have to stay with that high press. If that's how you're going to play, don't give up on it. You have to be able to have that fitness to stay with it the entire time.
Kutchall finding Levin, and Levin trying to get that ball off to Nadim, but Nadim called offsides, and it'll be a free kick that's just calmly played back to Sam Johnson from Julie Johnson inside the Chicago Red Stars half of the field.
And you know how you get that fitness, Stephanie, to play that high pressure, that high press? You have to do it the entire game.
That ball switched over to Gilliland, finding Hoy in the middle of the field. Now Chicago inside the attacking third again, and Kristen Press with the one-on-one, but called offsides. Brittany Cameron, though, still there to collect the save.
You know, the thing is, with Chicago playing this pressure, you know, Sky Blue is getting the ball forward, but then they have to come back because, you know, Chicago is just all over the field, and Sky Blue really not able to go forward.
The 22nd minute of play, Chicago up 1-0 against Sky Blue FC. This is Stephanie Hirsch for Chicagoland Sports Radio alongside my two best color men, Jamie Newell and Chris Labosco. Julie Johnson with the ball in the middle of the field, finding Jen Hoy, who's well inside the Sky Blue half. Cole Aprico now with the ball, launching it far post, finding Aaron Gilliland, who's been wide open all day. The ball in, and it just hits the near post as she tried to cross that ball in, but it ended up being a shot on goal in the 23rd minute of play.
Three posts have been hit if you include the crossbar of the field goal post.
Yeah, if it was hockey, it'd be we'd hear a big ping.
Aaron Gilliland getting open again on that far side for Chicago, and making her presence known as she hit that ball near post, and it'll be another goal kick here for Brittany Cameron as that ball was hit out off of the shot. Cameron launching this ball into the middle of the field, trying to connect to O'Hara, but headed away by Aaron Gilliland, whose ball is directed back into the Chicago Red Stars backfield, and Sam Johnson taken down in the process by Nadia Nadim. And Nadia Nadim, another interesting story about her for the Sky Blue team. She is from Kabul, Afghanistan, but ended up playing for the Danish national team after her family had to flee Afghanistan after her father was executed by the Taliban. So she is here and excited and just so happy that she has the opportunity to play soccer as Chicago continues the ball on the far-hand side there with Johnson getting it over to Gilliland. Gilliland finding Hoy, who has a great run as she held the line with Cutshaw. Now Chicago on this far side. Hoy trying to find in the middle there inside their own half, and Kwan shot blocked by Hagsma on the 18-yard line. Kolupny still pressing inside Sky Blue's defensive half. Now on the near side, passing it off to Leon, who's trying to juke a couple moves past Cutshaw. Leon back to Kolupny on that near side, just outside the 18-yard box. And she launches this ball in the middle of the field, trying to connect it to Colaprico, but ending up Gilliland getting it, finding Kwan, who's taken down big time by Cutshaw.
Wow.
And she is holding her head. She brought her knee way above the head of Rachel Kwan, and Kwan slow to get up a little bit here the 24th
minute.
It
was like knee-to-knee contact is what it looked like. It was a hard hit to Kwan, and she was on one leg too, so you basically took out her one base of support, and she went crashing to the turf.
Well, now Chicago will set up for the free kick just outside Sky Blue's 18-yard box. Vanessa DiBernardo at the helm of it again, a very dangerous player. And now stepping off of it is DiBernardo and Kristen Press, who is one of the leading goal scorers in the NWSL and one of the most dangerous strikers for the club in the 25th minute of play. Can she pull off a second goal here in the first half for Chicago with a shot? And it is deflected off of a Chicago player in the middle of the 18-yard box. It'll be another goal kick for Sky Blue.
Fortunate that it deflected off. If that was on goal, that had a chance. That definitely had a chance.
Again, if you are just tuning in, Stephanie Hirsch, Chris Labosco, Jamie Newell, the Chicago Red Stars up 1-0 here at Lyle, Illinois, in Benedictine University. As Sky Blue has possession of the ball in the middle of the field now. Left for O'Hara on the far side. And now pass back to Ford. Ford back to O'Hara on the far side. That ball will roll on out as they just can't seem to find the chemistry today. It'll be another throw-in taken by Aaron Gilliland.
A lot of miscommunication, and I wonder if this pressure is starting to get to them from Chicago and maybe flustering them a little bit because, I mean, there's not a lot of teams that play this high-pressure style that Chicago does.
Gilliland with the throw inside the middle of the field on the far side, and that ball taken away by the Sky Blue FC offense, and the ball from Friels over to Nadim has now entered into the Chicago defensive half. That ball ricocheted off of Sam Johnson off the cross from Nadim, and it'll be another corner kick on the far side taken by Kelly O'Hara for Sky Blue. How important is it for Sky or for the Red Stars to stay composed here?
Very important, because like we said, you know, one of their weaknesses is defending corner kicks, and you can't let up here. You got to get this ball and clear it out.
Ball launched in from Kelly O'Hara, nobody to connect to, brought back down by Friels. The ball from the far side just hit up and over the bar, and it'll be a goal kick for Dalton.
You have to be happy with how cautious Dalton was there, too. She wasn't taking any chances with that one and still made sure to block it in case it came down towards the net.
We are now well into the first half, the 27th minute of play. Chicago up 1-0 here, leading Sky Blue FC, the hard-knocking team from Piscataway, New Jersey. They do come New Jersey tough, folks, and they have definitely shown it with some of the aggression and fouls that they've had today.
When you look at it, too, a lot of players on their team have yellow cards. They've even had a player this year get a red.
The ball played back into the middle of the field. Gilliland trying to clear it away out of the Chicago Red Stars' half, but forcing the ball to be placed back into the feet of Dalton from Colaprico. Dalton immediately pressured by Friels, but Dalton getting the ball off just in time as that ball's cleared away into the middle of the field, well inside Chicago's half. And Hogsma keeping the ball alive, switching it all the way over to Ford. Caitlin Ford now coming down on the far side for Sky Blue. She gets past Aaron Gilliland. She's going to cut into the box here, but Gilliland continuing to keep her composure and forcing a corner kick from the Sky Blue offense. What a nice little play that was from Caitlin Ford.
Yeah, she's quick.
Caitlin Ford is the youngest player to ever play in the Women's World Cup for Australia at 16 years old in 2011. She was named the best young player of 2011 in the 2011 Women's World Cup and has been playing for Sky Blue for 3 years as that ball is played back in. The header from the corner kick off of Nadim will be hit out, and it'll be another goal kick for Chicago in the 28th minute of play.
Already too many corners, though, that they've given to
there seems to be a weakness on that far side, especially with Caitlin Ford coming down.
You know what, though? You give Gillen credit there because she was starting to get pressure up forward and really just did a good job in getting back. I think the quickness surprised Ford of how quick Gillen is.
Red Stars having trouble clearing it out of their own back end here. And Sky Blue continuing to press high inside Chicago's half of the field, just outside the 18-yard box. That ball is played to Julie Johnson, who clears the ball away, trying to find Hoy, who has one on her back. And that ball ricocheted to the near side to Cammy Levin, who finds Cameron way off of her line outside of the 18-yard box inside the Sky Blue half. That ball cleared, finding Cutshaw. Cutshaw now launching this ball up and over to the near side, trying to find Nadia Nadim. And that ball taken down by Lori Kolupny on the near side for Chicago. Leone with the ball. She gets it into the middle of the field inside her own half, but taken away by Samantha Kerr, who is taken down and a foul called just outside the 20th yard line. And my goodness gracious, in the 30th minute, the Sky Blue FC team has a dangerous position for a free kick, especially with the Red Stars only being up 1-0.
Well, they're forcing Chicago to have to play in their own back end, and when you're putting on pressure, it makes it tough. When you can't really do what you want, when you have that high line, so you have more players up near the midfield that aren't able to help out defensively.
Christy Rampone, one of the most decorated, if not the most decorated, U.S. Women's National Team player in history with the ball now. And she gets the ball to the side. It's a short pass, and the shot goes over the top as Christy Rampone decided to take a short pass with that ball outside the 18-yard box. Found Taylor Little, but Little shot going up and over the crossbar in the 30th minute of play. That ball cleared away by Dalton. And nobody there to connect to it on the near side. It'll be a throw-in taken quickly by Sam Kerr for Sky Blue, well inside Chicago's half of the field. Nadim coming down the near side, double-teamed by Kolupny and Leone. And now Chicago with the ball inside their own defensive half. Julie Johnson trying to get it away, though, as she finds Kristen Press in the middle of the field, connecting it to DiBernardo. What a nice 1-2 play in the middle of the field. And now DiBernardo is cutting into the defensive half of Sky Blue. She leaves it off for Leone on the near side. She's well inside the 18-yard box, leaves it for Kristen Press at the top. Press with the one-on-one with Little. She leaves it off for Leone. Leone with the cross in from the far post, and it just goes off the head of Aaron Gilliland, and it'll be called a corner, or excuse me, a goal kick, and it's taken very quickly from Brittany Cameron on that far side.
You're seeing two FC, or I almost said FC Casey, I was thinking of the last game. Sky Blue is trying to get that ball restarted quick to get it out of their defensive end, because if you get it into the offensive end, there's a lot of room to work with.
In the 32nd minute of play now, Chicago up 1-0 against Sky Blue. Chicago in their famous Chicago flag style jerseys with powder blue and white and red socks, and the Sky Blue team in their creamsicle colored jerseys going from my broadcast right to left, and Chicago going from my broadcast left to right, as the Sky Blue team now has possession on the far side with Caitlin Ford leaving it off for O'Hara. O'Hara inside to Little. Little outside the 18-yard box of the Chicago defensive third, and it'll be another throw-in for the Chicago Red Stars, taken by Aaron Gilliland, as that ball was contained nicely to the outside by the defense.
And that's what the defense needs to do when they come pressing like that, trying to get it out of their defensive end, get it right back and just continue to attack, because that's the style of game Coach Rory Daves wants his team to play.
Yeah, now it seems like Sky Blue is starting to ramp up the pressure a little bit.
Starting about it, O'Hara trying to cut into the box, but that ball nicely slide tackled away by Sam Johnson. And the Red Stars calmly bringing the ball back down on the ground and just trying to get it out of their own defensive third. Danielle Colaprico switching, finding Aaron Gillen, a great ball on the far side, as Gillen now launching this ball, trying to connect it to Jen Hoy, who has a big run, but that ball cleared away by Lindsay Cutshaw inside Sky Blue's half of the field, just outside the 18-yard line, headed away to the far side. It'll be a throw-in again for Chicago.
Yeah, and, you know, Chicago just now calmly just working the ball around, trying to find a midfield player to make a run.
Aaron Gillen with the ball into Jen Hoy, and that ball taken away by O'Hara as she tries to clear that ball outside of the 18-yard box inside the New Jersey half. And Danielle Colaprico taken down as that ball was played back to her. But now Sky Blue have a quick attack. Taylor Little met, and another body-to-body contact. Good job from Sam Johnson in the middle to clear that ball away and finding DiBernardo on the far side. DiBernardo trying to launch that ball over to Kristen Press, who was making a run on the far side, but cleared away by Caitlin Ford. Chicago continuing to press inside the Sky Blue half of the field. And that ball cleared away now outside the 18-yard box. Still contained well inside on the near side for Chicago. Colaprico with the ball here. She finds Leon on that near side. And now leaving it for DiBernardo, who had a nice run, but then cleared away and found into the feet of Lindsay Cutshaw. Cutshaw now getting out to Sam Kerr on that near side for Sky Blue. Sky Blue well within their own half of the field. And Cutshaw finding a nice play from O'Hara on that far side to clear the ball and find space. O'Hara now past the midfield line inside Chicago's half of the field. Gillen defending her. O'Hara's got one. She's got two. And the big save there from Michelle Dalton as she tried to take that ball and make a quick strike trying to get Michelle Dalton off of her line.
Well, good job by Gillen to at least cut off part of the net, making Dalton.
I don't mean to cut you off here, but Julie Johnson beat by Sam Kerr, one of the most dangerous players on the field, but the shot, and she gets the goal for Sky Blue as Julie Johnson is beat, and she gets the 1-2 play into the near post, and that'll be now a 1-1 game all tied up in the 35th minute of play as Sam Kerr, who has scored three goals in the past five games for this Sky Blue team.
Well, Julie Johnson was just carrying the ball up, just getting it out of a dangerous area, out of the defensive third towards the midfield, and just made a mistake. She thought she was going to be able to get by her, but she stole the ball away and goes and scores. So you have to give a lot of credit on that individual effort.
The game now all tied up in the 35th minute of play, well within the first half, although Chicago has been dominating here in Lyle, Illinois at Benedictine University. And that ball played in from Leon on the near side, and it'll be a corner kick right off the bat again. What do they have to do here, guys?
Well, Chicago, what they're doing is they're turning the corner, and they go to send the ball in, and there's a Sky Blue player to knock it out of bounds, and this is what, like maybe the fourth or fifth corner kick that the Red Stars have had in the first half.
Vanessa DiBernardo again at the helm of it, and she's got to make something happen here as Sam Kerr did a wonderful job for Sky Blue scoring that goal. It's 1-1 here. The ball played into the middle of the six-yard box trying to find Johnson, but that ball headed away by Kerr. She's doing it all defensively and offensively today for Sky Blue. That ball right back into the feet of Gillen on the far side. Gillen cutting in, and that ball taken away. Hagsma trying to clear it out, but it ends up being another corner kick. But Aaron Gillen, super dangerous, has the record for most shots on net for the University of Kentucky. So Hagsma doing a great job there containing it.
Yeah, and Gillen forcing the issue, which is what you need from her too. If it wasn't for that little bit of a lucky touch, Gillen is going to have an opportunity to either cross that into the box for somebody, or she's going to have a shot on goal herself.
The corner kick is going to be taken by Danielle Colaprico, who had a goal the last time, the game winner against Sky Blue when they played here at home way back in May, as that ball is launched into the middle of the field, headed away by Cutshaw, but the Red Stars trying to keep it alive inside the 18-yard box. Again, Christy Rampone clearing that one away, but still back into the feet of Gilliland, who brings the ball down for DiBernardo on the far-hand side. The Red Stars still well within the Sky Blue half of the field, and now forcing that ball out as Cutshaw recognized that it was deflected off of DiBernardo, and it'll be a goal kick in the 37th minute of play, and this game is all tied up 1-1.
And for those of you who are hearing about how Julie Johnston is so far forward, she was a midfielder at one point in her career, so it's not surprising that Chicago trying to use her offensively.
A great move there by Sam Johnson, who was immediately pressured by Kelly O'Hara inside her own defensive third for Chicago, and just staying calm and composed as she gets that ball to the far side over to Julie Johnson, who brings the ball back to Dalton. Dalton now back to Sam Johnson. On the near side, she launches this ball into the middle of the field, but Caitlin Ford again there to save the day for Sky Blue, as Sky Blue is now pressing inside Chicago's half the field. Taken away though by Sam Johnson, who connects it to J- Jen Hoy, who loses it in the middle of the field to Christy Rampone. And now Sky Blue, well within the Chicago Red Stars half, contained, although they are contained by the Red Stars there. And Friel's now with the ball with the 1-2 with O'Hara, and that ball played out to the far side, leaving it for Kerr. Kerr with the ball in and forces Dalton to come off her line for the cross, and a good job from Michelle Dalton.
Yeah, there was two Chicago Red Stars defenders there, Johnston and Kalupi as well, so there's a lot of help back for Chicago, and that's really one of the things, too. I mean, the one goal that Chicago has given up, it was just a great individual effort by Moore taking the ball away from Johnston.
We are now in the 38th minute of play. This is coming to, the first half is coming to a close here, but not too soon, as Kristen Press finds Jen Hoy all alone. She's got a two-on-one situation. She's taken down in the box inside Sky Blue's half. But that ball got into the hands of Brittany Cameron, and there was no foul called there, no penalty kick given, as Sky Blue continues to press on. All tied up 1-1 here. 39th minute of play. Goals coming from Adriana Leon for Chicago and for Sam Kerr for the Sky Blue team. Now, Sam Kerr, since being added to this roster after the World Cup, Sky Blue are now 3-1-1 since adding her. That is a huge difference, adding her to the squad, guys.
Yeah, no question. You know, and we see the what she brings to Sky Blue offensively.
That ball played in from Caitlin Ford, trying to create a quick attack on the far side, but nobody there to connect to, and it'll be a throw-in on the far side inside Chicago's half of the field, taken by Erin Gilliland. Now we are reaching the 40th minute of play, and Gilliland looking, searching, trying to connect it to Kristen Press, who heads the ball right back into the feet of Rampone. Rampone launching this ball back into the feet of Johnson just outside the 18-yard line inside Chicago's half, who switches the ball to the near side, finding Lori Kolupny. Good job from her finding space. Lori Kolupny now met by Kelly O'Hara and is forced to play the ball back inside to the midfield line to Colaprico. Back to Adriana Leon on the near side, and now coming into Sky Blue's defensive third. Adriana Leon so dangerous here. She's just outside the 18. She's got Cammy Levin, U.S. Women's National Team U23's captain, trying to hold her. But the Canadian trying to get through there. And that ball cleared away as that ball was crossed in from Leon. 41st minute of play now, and time is ticking away in this first half, 1-1. And it looked like the Red Stars would go into this half on top, and they still might, as Erin Gilliland on the far side's pass gets to Kristen Press. Kristen Press with the shot, and a big save by Cammy Levin, who loses it just there for a second, and it almost went into the back of the net. But Cammy Levin, you know, needing to maybe watch the ball all the way through on that dive.
Yeah, she had it, and then it kind of trickled away from her, and she got her leg onto the ball to stop it from trickling past and in.
And Brittany Cameron just launching that ball off of a punt and saying, I don't want it near me anymore. And that ball right back into the feet of Kolupny just outside the Chicago 18-yard line inside their own defensive half. Colaprico now with the ball in the middle, finding Leon on the near side, inside the Chicago half still, and Lori Kolupny doing the right thing and switching the field of play to Johnson. Johnson just with a little too much juice, though, trying to find Erin Gilliland on that far side, just inside the midfield line, and it'll be a throw-in for Sky Blue that'll be taken by Caitlin Ford in the 42nd minute of play in the first half.
Well, you have to like that Chicago continues the pressure, though. That's the one good thing. You don't want to see them let up. You don't want to see them get frustrated after that goal either.
That ball cleared away by the Chicago midfield, but right back into the feet of Cammy Levin on the near side, coming down hard for Sky Blue, well inside Chicago's half of the field. She finds Kelly O'Hara, who is making a beautiful run. She finds her, and she crosses the ball in and cleared away by Sam Johnson. That ball with another shot just outside the 18-yard box from Hagsma, but she shanked that ball, and it'll go out off of Julie Johnston.
I think it was Leon.
It was Leon. They have blonde ponytails. It's all the same. Not exactly the same, but they definitely look alike.
Well, here's the thing. Leon was trying to hit it off of a player to make it a throw-in for Chicago, and she actually put it right through the legs of the player she was sending it at.
Michelle Dalton with that ball passed right back into her hands and cleared away to Rachel Kwan, who finds Kristen Press in the middle of the field, who finds DiBernardo, and now Leon, not Johnston, on the outside, who finds Huerta Hoy coming down on that near side. She's got two on one here. She crosses the ball in, trying to find Kristen Press, and she just misses the ball. Kwan with the shot, and it goes up and over the top in the 43rd minute of play, and Chicago looking dangerous there.
very dangerous, and I don't know what happened with Press. I thought it was going to get under her foot. I think maybe the ball just didn't go where she thought it was going because she moved out of the way of the path of the ball, or maybe she thought it was going to someone behind her.
That ball played way back into Chicago's half of the field. Sam Kerr trying to make something happen there, but that ball cleared away by Michelle Dalton in the 43rd minute of play, as that ball is now on the near side for Sky Blue inside Chicago's half. Friels with the ball in the middle. Friels with the shot, but blocked away at the top of the 18-yard box from Johnson. Nadeem out to O'Hara. O'Hara on the near side. She crosses the ball in, looking, searching, trying to find Kerr. But that ball headed away by Aaron Gilliland, and that ball will just roll on out for another corner kick late in the first half for Sky Blue. And it appears that Friels will be taking it.
Yeah, and the thing is, you get towards halftime, you know, strange things have a tendency to happen on a corner kick, and you find that the ball goes on the back of the net. So Chicago really need to concentrate here and clear this corner kick away.
Katie Friels, who already has two assists on the season, launches this ball in and forces Michelle Dalton to dive near post. That ball's still alive in the box, left at the top for Hagsma, but Hagsma not being able to get her foot on it, and it'll roll on out for a goal kick. A great job from Michelle Dalton covering her near post, but she's got to hold on to that ball.
Yeah, has to hold on to it. She got a little bit of luck there, but for Chicago, for the most part, defensively, there's always been a player wherever there's been a Sky Blue player. That's something you like to see on their defensive end, just making sure that they're marking up correctly and not leaving anybody open. That was something that they had a problem with a couple times against Portland.
We are now into stoppage time here in the 45th minute of play in the first half. Dalton clearing that ball away. We have not been given word about how much extra time will be given. And that ball played back to Brittany Cameron. And 1 minute of stoppage time will be added into this first half as it's all tied up here off of a goal from Adriana Leone for Chicago, as well as a goal from Sam Kerr. And now Kelly O'Hara, well within Chicago's defensive third. She tries to get this ball and place it on through for Sam Kerr, who was making a run on the far side, but cleared away by the Chicago defense. Hoy now with the ball in the middle, gets it over to Leone. Leone on the near side. She launches this ball up and over, and Hoy making a run as nobody is there to collect the ball. And Caitlin Ford just watching the ball out as that ball was crossed over.
I thought that maybe that was going to be the end there, but they're still allowing play to go on. So maybe one more chance here as Chicago took it back. Sorry.
Yes, now Chicago inside the attacking third. DiBernardo finding Hoy on that far side. They are well within the defensive third of Sky Blue, but that ball placed in the middle of the box and cleared away by Hagsma. And now Sky Blue looking for a quick opportunity here at the end of the half as that ball is placed to Nadeem on the far side. She's met by Johnson, who makes a big play there so that no offensive attack will happen, and that will be the end of the half. A 1-1 score as of right now. A goal coming off of Adriana Leone from the cross off of Aaron Gilliland, and then also a goal scored from Sam Kerr, who has scored now 4 games in 6 matches. So we will be right back with you with halftime stats and talking a little bit about what we had going on here in this half. Stephanie Hirsch, Chris Lebosco, Jamie Newell, Chicagoland Sports Radio. Do not go anywhere.
It's time to kick off your career in radio or TV broadcasting. There's no better or faster way than the Illinois Center for Broadcasting. Check out our website at beonair.com/Lombard or call us at 630-916-1700 to set up a tour and see all the hands-on training you can receive. The best part of the program is the job placement department that will help you find your first job in broadcasting. Just listen to what some of our recent graduates have to say about the program. Cheryl Scott with NBC5.
I think one of the most important things in the broadcasting industry really is